Christina O'Donnell, you're the Donegal League's fixture secretary and referees appointments officer, so you have a busy time of it.
Just a wee bit busy, yeah. Sunday evenings are a bit mental now, all right, with results coming in and fixtures and appointing referees for the following week. So busy night on a Sunday night in my house.
I'm sure it is, and a busy season ahead. Christina, tonight we're at the launch of another season. There's a bit of a buzz about. Everybody's looking forward to the new campaign.
Yeah, we're delighted with the new season ahead. We have now 47 teams participating this year in five different leagues with 36 clubs. So we're going up the way. We're getting more teams, we're getting more clubs. It's great to provide football for the people of Donegal and for the young people, and some of them aren't so young as well, so we're getting good football provided across the whole county, so it's great to be part of it.
Yeah, so three Sunday divisions as is the norm, and then on Saturday two divisions as well. Plenty of football, plenty of teams, and a new addition this year in Swilly Rovers.
Yeah, we have Swilly Rovers coming in there in Division 2 this year, so we're delighted to have them back. As I said to you there, we brought our clubs up to 37. At a stage when I came first to Donegal League, we would have had 40 clubs. So, you know, hopefully we'll get back up there. There's some clubs struggling in the west of the county and the south of the county, but hopefully they're coming through in their youths and underage and building from there, and they'll be back with us again soon.
Yeah, and one thing that's very noticeable within the league, the facilities, the standard of facilities, playing pitches, dressing rooms, etc., all improving all the time.
Yeah, well, we can thank the grants and the sports capital grants and so forth for that. You know, it's great to see Donegal benefiting from all those positive grants, and we're looking forward to, you know, improving our own facilities even further here in Ballyar. We're hoping to look at, you know, increasing the dressing rooms for the AstroTurfs. As you've seen here tonight, it was chock-a-block when you arrived. You know, we do need more dressing rooms, and hopefully we'll be successful in sports capital grants in the future for to do that and make the facilities even better, because I suppose the facilities here in Ballyar are for everybody in the county. They're not just you know, Donegal League clubs that use them, but we have the girls clubs using them, we have underage boys clubs using them, we have youths, we have the women's clubs using them. So it's great to have a place like this to hold finals, to hold showcase games, and for the training side of things as well.
Yeah, and when you look at it tonight, we're looking down on a pitch that where the floodlights is on. There's training going on there, a girls' team training, and over on the AstroTurf pitch, underage football going on. It really is great to see.
Yeah, no, it is proud to be part of it, and I suppose one of the best moves we done was to start the pitch, and thankfully after starting it, we got further funding to sports capital, which led to leading on the lights, you know. But it's a thanks to the clubs as well. The club, Donegal League clubs, have been funding for years, paying into a development fund for here, and it's great to be here tonight to see this, and you know, to see that the future of Donegal, of Ballyar, is very strong. The future of football in Donegal is very strong.
Yeah. Plenty to look forward to then, Christina, and a big year ahead, because it's all leading up to the 50th anniversary of the Donegal League next year.
Yeah, so we're our golden jubilee is next year, so yeah, we'll hopefully mark it with great football and great activities, and there's a lot of ideas floating in the pipeline there, so hopefully we'll get a bit of further funding this year, and we'll have a very big hoolie, as I call it. We'll have a big celebration of football, and we'll have hopefully the FEI will come down and join us as well.